I'm going to a war, my trench coat warfare, my mulberry burberry harboring a carbon cancer too. Until my new regiment regiment is insured, until my darling double democracy is delivered. My guest darling, the ghost in Afghanistan covered their face with no makeup. Their Secretary of Defense says schizophrenic screams cartel curfew for your children. My diabolic memorandum, your daily bombarding supplement schedule for your pets, that requires some intensive executive exercise in the size. I'm gonna go to a war or two. The Subway diet, the Atkinson's diet, the Crohn's diet, the Parkinson's diet. With my diet coat and tapeworm regimen, I will stay on my seat looking straight into the eyes of pregnant women without a seat, standing. With my buddy Stephen Hawking's, also staying on his seat, with his speech synthesizer, with his darling Luderic's disease on the side. Oh, the dyslexic combative verse, my anorexic reflexive verse, my acid erosion cavity surge, my Somalian malaria, my Turkish tuberculosis, my Pakistani poliosis, with my self-induced vomiting, with my self-induced fever, with my self-induced gray hair, with my self-induced consumption. I'ma go to a pilgrimage now. Proverbial televerbal humors and preverbal laughter tracks. Feel good movies with nacho cheese and well-stylized foreign reports. Communion with strangers at the diner and communist stranglers premonition at my dinner table. My frail disposition indicates diminution of nutrition. But incremental ammunition will take care of that. My heart envisions your flaming heart, your sacred heart, your purple heart, your strangled face black and blue. But all I want for Christmas is the head of the golden platter, and the fleet of the abandoned coast guards, and the gurgling children under water pressure, and pleading girls in pleated skirts, and I don't know anything about anything anymore. I want to grant my secret wishes, but I can't, like, I really can't. So long, my daily delivery deputy. So long, my little friends face down in the trench. So long, my cute ones coming out of my throat. As long as you perfect your acid eroded teeth, as long as your smile is beautiful like pearl gate, so long, we'll see again. So this was a series that I wrote impulsively one time, and I am going to impulsively read this poem because I wanted to read this poem in one of the official military game reading. So, you can't handle my blood hole. I'm a man, handle my fat backs like a boss. I'm a boorish cat with your fun backs like a man. The bags in my eyes are the death nuggets, combo with my age defying cream brulee, and you're harder than the bricks that you shed in my purse during our movie night. Just for that, I'm gonna torture your house, live with your beeswax. I'm a rock burn your place down, like a boss on the secretary desk. Mind your own baloney business, and go make my balcony suicide sandwich. You bombarded my embassy with your allergic reaction. It was unnecessary for you to void my foreign agency just because it contained peanuts. Reduced to the ambassadorial fizzles with desired consistency, your immunity is your faded diplomacy. Despite the deploring of deflared agency, your sticky fingers must stop rummaging through my rubbles of the discolored ancestry. Nobody knows what's in that brown sauce. Nobody's left in the sizzle. Potentially processed in the facility that also processed nuts, a baby cries out under the rubbles. In a nutshell, your overbearing jealousy is rapidly pulling me down to the toxic agent that you once were concerned with. It might be okay to be involved with the corrupting agent once or twice, he said. It builds your character, builds your community. Don't mind the traffic buildup. It's just my free radicals having a field day, free rascals build up on free day. I hear a baby in the laundry basket under the pile of bloody underwear. Blood buildup is hard to remove, you know. Boiling water only makes the steam to set in. Baby? Baby? Where are you at? Don't end your sentence with preposition. My enzymic activity will take care of that. My bulimic confession will take care of that. Are you going to eat that? Question the thumb-sucking babbling probability of necrotic regression. My fetal position is unquestionably fashionable, and I don't give a flying fuck what you think. The flight was delayed by 14 centuries due to the various outbreak of dislocated arms. I regret the inconvenience that I caused you, but you may need to swallow it. And I'm gonna end with my another explosive poem. It's gonna be short, so. Firecracker poem. You'll never be happy if you keep imitating my alien accent. My ancestors It can also be a firecracker.